their defensive coordinator, Dick LeBeau. Mm-hmm. He's 79 years old, but they still do some exotic stuff. They can be kind of cutting edge with some of the crazy stuff mm-hmm. they do up front, can't they?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. They're a very, as much as the crazy stuff they do, they're very, let's just say, gap sound with it. They're very, they do it, they execute it extremely well, excuse me. And I think that, you know, that's something that, you know, that's kind of Dick LeBeau, that if he's going to do something like that, they're going to do it perfect. So that's why you got to be on your A game when they bring a lot of that stuff.
Pretty challenging with the different things they do mm-hmm. up front.
No doubt. It is. And we're preparing for it. And we know that they're going to do what they're good at. So, yeah.
How did you feel you did Sunday?
Felt like, you know, obviously all of us needed to do a little bit better. Game didn't come out the way we wanted to. And, you know, we share responsibility with that. And the offense as a whole need to get better, and we will. Because we've got a bunch of hardworking guys that are committed to this and aren't just satisfied, you know, with the paycheck. We want to be great. So I think that looking forward now, we're going to put more time in and try and be the best we can.
How did James and Jared look out there today, and what kind of a boost do they give the offense when they come back?
They did. I thought they looked really well. You know, obviously wasn't watching them every down, but, you know, they're both great players, and I think that any addition with those guys back, you know, is going to obviously help us.
Corey, it seems like third quarters, for some reason, have been slow. Is that an emphasis moving forward to really score them early coming out of halftime?
You know, it's all situational football, and I think that I don't know that halftime has – I think we do a pretty good halftime. I don't think anything's changed over the years, so I think that it's just a matter of getting in rhythm. I think it's the offense as a whole, you know, kind of doing our best, and we're going to commit to ourselves to get better.
How do you do that with the halftime break?
I mean, we come in here and talk about the adjustments we need to make and go back out. It's pretty simple, yeah.
Corey, by unofficial count, the Colts game was your first live for like 9 months.
Yeah, for sure.
Did it feel pretty good to get out there again?
Yeah, it felt great. And, you know, obviously all of us love playing football. That's why we're here. And I think that, you know, just getting out there and being able to do what I love and giving my all and go and on the biggest stage, you know, that's obviously I take a lot of pride in that. And, you know, I was fortunate to be able to do that.
You find you appreciate it, just everything about it, when you've been away for a while?
Oh, yeah.
You find you appreciate it more?
No doubt. You can kind of get, I think everybody can get lulled into it and into kind of that, you know, this is just week in and week out. But when you get out of it, you definitely, I think all the guys who have either been on PUP or IR that can tell you that you know, when you're away from the game, just like I always say, you know, it's you don't miss it till you're gone, till you know, you're done. But, you know, you know, it was great to it's like a silver lining, like a, you know, the positive outlook on it. You get to take a greater appreciation for the game.
I know you guys obviously want to win every game, but being 4-4 at the midway point and starting this 3-game stretch, mm-hmm. greater sense of urgency this week to not fall behind that way?
You know, the best thing I think we do is we take each game week by week. That's the only thing you can do. If you start looking at things like we got to pull out, you know, so many games out of this road stretch, you know, we got to play the Titans this week. And that's all we're focused on. It's not like we're game planning for anybody down the road. Our entire focus and energy is dedicated to the Titans, not the Vikings. But no, we really are completely dedicated to this, to the challenge and right ahead of us.